He doesn't give it to some happiness, but even a point is very much dear to us. He told me when he was a boy, he was a man of Haripur, and there is this Ganges water, he is very dear. So, from his childhood, he was habituated to drink Ganges water by drops. So, a drop of Ganges water, it starts on one head, and he is giving it. The conception of Ganges water, it is in the material in that way. But his father was serving in Bahrampur on the march of Kandy. Once, following his father, he is coming this side and passing through Ganges water. And then, when he goes to one Himari Lake, his father told, this is Ganges, river Ganges. So much water. The boat is passing through Ganges water. And only a drop of Ganges water can never be found, to hardly be found in our country. And so much Ganges water is there, that the boat is passing through over it. So much happiness.
Anandamudi.
All words are sweet because their subject matter is sweetness, personified by Krishna. Kathara. Breathing everybody at Kathara. Namanam Nettam. And the very environment. Trees, cows, lands, everything, all fulfilled in our tattva. Oh, you are Krishna Bhakta. Everything for you is there. Everything for you, offering them. Everything, we are all your friends. You can take anything you like. We are ready for satisfaction. Opulence. Being offered from all sides. That is the legal representation to us in this whole area where we call it souls and living. That has been extended to the scripture and the sadhus. The intimation, sadhus are agents coming down from that land here to recruit us, to take us. That sphere, you are so poorly representing you, you like happiness, you want happiness, are you seeking happiness, ecstasy? Who come with me? The humble is there. The mind is there. You can have. How much you can take? How much you can contain? Your.
The Gopi Mathabu Shah has brought a good news.
Yes, we are going to put it in the Ashavan. Kalyankar. Mr. Yashavan,
টানিয়া আনিতে বৃক্ষে
কল্প বৃক্ষে অবদান। তার একটা বৃক্ষ আমি এখানে কল্যাণ গল্প তুলে এনেছিলাম, টানিয়া আনিতে বৃক্ষ এই কর্কশ মন নাচিল বৃক্ষের সভা সাধু। তারপরে গুরুপ্রসাদে যে তাকে আবার ফের ইয়ে করে সংস্কার করে তোমাদের কাছে কল্যাণ গল্প many such trees and creatures and creepers are there. And only one my dear tried to come down here on your good. Then it's the highest media and Mahaprabhu they come in. And it is open to all. Open door. No much energy question of eligibility being taken in them. From whatever corner he may come, only a sincere will is present. Yes, I want it. To sincere will. Yes, I want it. And that is the qualification. No other qualification is necessary. Only sincere way, only yes and one. But everything is there. And yes, come forward, I shall give you. But the will must be there. Shraddha, shraddha, faith.
Receptive.
Then, in here, Keshavu nahi duyo go. অহংকার জিতানন্ত মধ্যে অহংকার জিতানন্ত কি সব নহি দুর্গ হি ইজ নট হার্ড হেভি অনলি দি ইগোইজম বাট ইজ দি ওয়াল বিটুইন দি টু এন্ড দি ইগোইজম অফ কর্ম এন্ড ক্যান রিমুভ এন্ড উই আর উইথ দি ল উই আর উইথ দি ল so near that we cannot conceive of that nyam. Even Padas Misas is not so near to Misas. He is so near to us. We will conceive it. I cannot see me as much as he can see me. I cannot love me as much as he loves. And his men love. His men love. I can't love me so much. That is our relationship with the Lord. But the divine name, divine master, can make us conscious of this event. Act from our destination to the destination. What are you doing? Only gathering some transient feeling of this material sensation, of this material body.
I delight in God, the current form.
So Swami Maharaj has done a miracle. He has done a miracle.
But I
have to conceive and the Prabhupada tried his conception to translate into action. And in last days. And anyhow we find that through Swami Maharaj. We are proud of it. We love to all. Our Guru Maharaj told that when one person is come to take diksha and to stay in the mosque, then he said that after wandering a long time in the foreign land, he is again coming just to his home. Homeward. That word means homeward. Back to God, back to home. Back to God. So, we may be quite free there. No apprehension of any misgiving or misunderstanding. Such boldness and clear faith we can go on. And what are we living on the back? That is all a matter of intention.
By age and by experience, in both ways, this is the enemy. I was fortunate to have his association since a very long time. For us, in 1934, at that time he did not accept sannyas. He just left home, Balakrishna, in his white dress. He went to Ravana. Maharaj, I think you remember this incident. When you went to Ravana? Yes, thank you. Yes, at that time. Oh, yes, thank you. Yes. In that auspicious occasion, we are connected. Before that, in 1922, when I was manager in Dr. Bose's laboratory, young man, and I was nationalist, Congress Party, I was a devotee of Mahatma Gandhi and C.R. Das. At that time, I was in connection with Congress in 1970. Yes, 17, when Annie Besant became the Congress president. Then I became serious in 1920 and I gave up my education. So, one of my friends, that friend is also now, you perhaps see from Maharaj, that Naren Malli. He was my intimate friend. So, in their house, old Siddha Maharaj went to make some arms. They were rich men. So he informed me that one nice sannyasi came to our house and he has invited. In Ultradana, there is Gauri of Maham. So he has invited me. I wish to go there. Why don't you come? Let us go together. He was my very intimate friend. So at that time, I was a little pessimistic. Doesn't know I know. I know all the sadhus there. Arabic. So he forced me. Oh my God, then let us go. All right. Let us go. So I went to see His Divine Day, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In 1922, in that Ultradana building, at that time Prabhupada was sitting on the roof. There was a small house and room. And we are welcome because Naran Mali was a very rich man and he contributed some money. So we went to see Prabhupada, offer our obeisances. So immediately he said that you are all educated young man, why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message from the whole world. So I replied him, sir, we are dependent nation, will hear our message. We can talk all these things after we get independent. Because I was politically minded at this time. Yes. So he refuted my argument. Certainly I was defeated. And I took his words very seriously. I appreciated. Then we had offered some prasadam and came down. So my friend Narayan Mallik asked me, how did you like this sadhu? And yes, here is a sadhu in whose hand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is there, and it will be done. I think it is very nice. That was my appreciation. And then 1923, I resigned my post as manager in Bose's laboratory, and I accepted the agency for whole UP, beginning from Mahabhusai up to Delhi. And I made my head office in Allahabad. So I was always thinking, oh yes, I met a very nice sadhu. From the very beginning, that was my impression, that I have met a real sadhu. So, actually, the word lava-matra sadhu sangha sarva-siddhi was actually, I perceived that. For a moment, and impressed so much Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that it continued. Then, in 1928, when there was Kumbh Mela, Maharaj, when you joined Gaurima? 27. That means, so in 1928 there was a Kumbh Mela, I think. And during that Kumbh Mela, Tirtha Maharaj with a party came to my shop, Prayagraj, all of a sudden. And I saw, oh, these are the people I saw. Don't you want? Yes. Come on. I was so glad. So Tirtha Maharaj asked me that we have come new here, we are going to establish a temple in Allahabad. We have heard your name, so we have come to you, please help us. Yes, I will help you. So in this way, I contributed, my attending physician contributed, and some other friends. In this way, we became friends. And Tirtha Maharaj, old Tirtha Maharaj, had a first meeting in my house at Allahabad with, I think, the Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Dheer Krishna Brahmachari. Yeah. So, my father was Vaishnava. So when I invited this Gaurima sadhu, my father thought that I have invited some sadhus of the Ramakrishna Mission. So he was not very interested. While Tirtha Maharaj was speaking, I called my father was that time in Paris. I called him that please come down. There is a meeting on the Gaurima. So he could not resist my request. He came down, but he did not think that some devotees have come. They thought this Ramakrishna Mission just has come. So he was not very happy, but I told, he was sitting, he, in the meeting, he gets criticized. Then when he heard the speech of our old Tirtha Maharaj, our old God brother, he understood, there was no one. Then immediately after the meeting, he fell down on his feet Sai misunderstood sir, that you are the Ramakrishna Mission Sagar. I'm so glad to meet you. So that is the beginning of my intimate relationship with Gauri. And they were coming, and whenever somebody would come, I would invite them to lecture in my house. In that way, Sridhar Maharaj, at that time, Ramendra Sundar, Bhattacharya, he was also invited at my house. And before I invited Bharati Maharaj, and you were with Bharati Maharaj. Yes. So in this way, my connection became developed with Gauri Maharaj. Then, gradually, the process began. Harishe Tathalam Tvanam. I wanted to become a very big businessman, and there was good opportunity. I was very nicely associated with the chemical industry of India, Dr. Bose's laboratory, Bengal Chemical, BK Park, and all of that. They liked my business organization. Then I started big laboratory in Lucknow. So that was golden day. But gradually everything became dwindled. And at last my Allahabad business was lost. It was not lost on account of how my debt I had to hand it over to Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose, because I was his agent, and I had some debt. So I tell him, all right, you take his business. In this way, the craft business was lost. So I was not going to, I was sitting at home. So this Jagabhar Maharaj, at that time, Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Otulananda Brahmachari, they used to come to take their subscription, and they were requesting, why don't you come to our mosque? Why don't you come to our mosque? You are now free. So I used to visit the temple that was not far away from my house. There, Malaka, yes. Then the intimate relation, say, with Gauri Maharaj grew. In this way, I think in 1933, Sir Malcolm Haley came to lay down the foundation stone of Allahabad Mosque. Maharaj, I think you remember. Yes.
Yes,
sir, you're coming from Vrindavan. Yes, Parikrama. And the Parikrama, that is also another incident. That I was not initiated at that time, but I had very good admiration for these Gauri Math people. And before 1933, I met Sridhar Maharaj and others, devotees, old Tirtha Maharaj. So they are very kind to me. So the Parikrama, I thought, what these people are doing in this Parikrama? Let me go. So I met them in Koshi, Parak Maharaj, Srimati Ram. And all people were going to see some Sesha Sai. Yes. So at that time, Vinodha, later on Kesham Maharaj, he informed that Prabhupada is going to Mathura tomorrow morning, and he will speak Harikatha this evening. Anyone who wants to remain, may remain, or otherwise they may prepare to go to see Sesha Sai. So at that time, I think only 10 or 12 men remained. Out of them, Sridhar Maharaj was one of them. And I thought it wise, what shall I see? This Sesha Sai, let me hear. Prabhupada speak, let me hear. So Prabhupada marked this box.
I to listen to him.
He, because he is a Vaikuntha person, he could understand that this boy is eager to hear. So he very much appreciated. So when he came back to Alara, so Ganesh Bala, he introduced me that he is a ninth devotee. The Prabhupada immediately replied, yes, I have marked it. He does not go away, he hears. This very one said, yes, I will accept him in this time. Then I was initiated. And this was our relationship with Dorje Mahat developed. And gradually, as it developed, the other side diminished. Then there are long history, it will take time. But I had the opportunity of associating with His Holiness. For several years, I had the opportunity. Krishna and Prabhupada liked it to prepare me. Siddhar Maharaj lived as a in my house, suddenly say, for a few years. So naturally, we had very intimate talk, and he was my good advisor. I took his advice, his instructions very seriously, because from the very beginning, I know he is a pure Vaishnava and devotee, and I wanted to associate with him and try to help him also in seminary. He also tried to help me. So our relationship is very intimate. After the breakdown of the Gaudiya Mahat, I wanted to organize another organization, making Siddhar Maharaj head. And I wanted to mix at that time Gosai Maharaj, one of my friends' house at Sialda. Siddhar Maharaj, you may remember those things. I wanted to organize so many ways. But somehow or other,
yes.
He wanted to rent that only for 90. I told him, just give me the concept. He at that time he was getting 125. But because I am in charge, all that I will give 90. So that could not happen somewhere other. So I was trying from the very beginning, after the disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta. Yes. Yes, in 1944. I think you were at that time at my house. Yes. So, somehow or other, this intention for preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased and other side decreased. Virakti Annaprasad, but I was not disinclined, but Krishna forced me that you must give up. And the history is known better to Siddhar Maharaj, how it decreased. Then almost it became me, and then I left home in 1950. Bhagavad was there, all I could do, what was life. In 1950, for 4 years, I remained as Manaprastha, only 4 years, from 1950 to 1959. Bombay. Bombay life. Bombay life, yes. Bombay life, that is, living my household life. I opened an office in Bombay for my business. Practical Gaudiya Mahat was established by us. I am one of them, Siddhar Maharaj also. And we made two parties for begging, collecting alms. And Siddhar Maharaj, myself, and Goswami Maharaj, at that time it was Atul Chandra Goswami. So I took them to some of my friends, chemist friends, doctors friends. So I collected 500 rupees to the Siddhar Maharaj would speak. I introduce and Goswami at that time, Goswami Maharaj would canvas. In this way, he combined together in one day or 2 days. At that time, 500 rupees. What? Big amount. Big sum, yes. So, Goswami Maharaj very much appreciated, and he began to speak highly about me that Hari Babu is so smart, he has got so many friends, he has collected so many things. So why does he should not be the Martin Charles in this way? Why should not be with us? Why is living separately in this way? So Prabhupada, he said, it is better to live separately from you people. And you do the necessity in due course of time. So I could not understand what Srila Prabhupada meant for that. So his inclination, blessings were always upon me, although alone and free. But he was so fine. Yes, he was afraid. Prabhupada gave me some money, that he is afraid. He gave this money. And then he can. So, by Guru Vaishnava, whatever position I have got, it is by Guru's mercy and the Vaishnava's blessing. Otherwise, I am in the so I wish that Srila Maharaj may bestow his blessing as you are doing always. And may Guru Maharaj help me. I can give some service so long.
coming down. Yes,
and Gaurava Maharaj.
Other than being washed away, then Mayaravas is that. And we are being washed away by Bhakti Rata.
In Srimad Bhagavatam we find Vanantu Sattiko Vasa Grama Vasatu Rajasa Tamasam Dhuta Sadhana Manniketam Tu Nirgunam Vanavas, that plain living with minimum materials for our to help our life, that is Vanavas, a simple life, plain living, high thinking, simple life. But there also we are master of that that little thing, that Sattvikavas, most conducive to our religious life, no grandeur of any material enjoyment, etc. That is Sattvikavas, Vanavas. Rajasavas is a life where we are engaged in various activities in the upliftment of the society and the world and the civilization. That is Rajasa. Where maximum energy is spent to improve the paraphernalia where we live to make us comfortable. Tamasavas, Dhuta Sadhana, without caring for any social life, only sense pleasure, maximum, and minimum given to others in a society or any family. Reckless life in the club house or a hotel or something like that is a responsible life. Tamasa, Dhuta Sadhana, Manjitetam Tunirgunam. And if we live our life in the house of Lord, we may dive ourselves in any amount of grandeur or anything of the type, but still it is let go, because we are not masters there. We are servants. The Vanavas, those simple, which with minimum materials around our life to live, but still there we are masters with men. But here we are mere servants, everything to be solved, whatever we shall see there all around, even a tree, even a creeper, even a dust, that is to be solved, and not to enjoy, nor to renunciate. That is the a form of life a life of worship, a life of devotion, not only to the deity, the Lord, but including all his paraphernalia. And to see that they are also serving the Supreme Entity. With this idea, to be a serving factor in all serving environment and the law. Manike Gantune Guna. So we have come to live here a life of Nirguna life. Gunatito, Gunatito, that the crossing all sorts of reality with this material, relativity with this material world, whatever of perception it may be. And to learn that Ishabashmidam Sarvam, the fundamental truth given in the Upanishad, Isha Upanishad, the Ishabashmidam Sarvam, in everything there is the presence of the Supreme Entity, the Supreme Lord. With this conception, we are to live in such a dreamy house. I was told that in Back to Godhead, one gentleman, he wrote that so-called universities and colleges and schools are slaughterhouses. I am very much pleased with this idea. Yes, they are nothing but slaughterhouses. And this sort of institution, yes, they are nothing but slaughterhouses. And this was an institution, what our Guru Maharaj has been inaugurated in this world to uplift us and all jivas towards the Supreme, to the worship, for the running service of the Supreme Entity. We are like oases in a desert. All these are oases in the desert. That life giving and not rather in an institution like so many educational institutions that we find. And one Savidyala Manmadhijaya, this sort of training comes that go towards center, towards reality, towards duty, towards harmony, towards solution of life. Towards nectar giving life. These institutions are only helpful, and this is necessary. Once Madan Mohan Malaviya came a leader, a famous leader in the past history, that is recent history of India. He came to visit our Guru Maharaj, and after listening to his words, he told that every village should have one center of your divine being. But our Guru Maharaj answered in return that I want to make everybody a temple of the Lord. Every human body I want to make a temple there, not only here. There are elevations, there are denunciations, but we are sadhitas. Yeham tushama vimanas suriyat sadano, who to be heaven and the heart. True to the kindred point of heaven and the heart, Christ there in the heart. Now is the beach. But heart has been made the cloister. Gopi Bhajan is to make heart the cloister. Not that the cloister have a separate place. The heart will be cloister. And Krishna conception of Godhead is only make possible. The heart will be cloister. The whole thing will be converted, every nook and the corner. Nothing should be left out. No faculty should be left out for any other purpose but to devote all respect to the Supreme Reality. To be faithful to the extreme, nothing should be left. This is only possible in Sri Krishna conception of Godhead. Agiya Rasamrita Murti, all sorts of ecstasy, happiness, anything of the type can be possible in its divine form when we find Sri Krishna as the Supreme Lord and nowhere else. One gentleman and Western gentleman in York, there are many conceptions of religion in different parts of the world, but we do not find any conception of religion where 24 hours can be devoted in the practice of the Supreme Lord. Not only Sunday, not only thrice in the day, not only five times in the day, but every hour and second should be devoted in the practice of the Supreme Entity, and nothing will be left behind. This sort of practice is only possible in Kirtaniya Sada Hari and in the service. The Ashtakaya Lila of Sri Krishna Chandra himself in Madhura Rasa. He Chaitanya came down to this planet to preach that, to give that lecture and life to our nation. One and all. Srimatra Shadigarita, take the name of the Lord, and you will find his daughter in his hand. Is the easiest, not money is necessary, not physical energy in great quantity is necessary. No other helping things, only try to take the name sincerely. In the right channel it should be addressed, otherwise there will be some tampering energy. Trade in the name of religion is also going on here and there, and we should save ourselves from those difficulties. And by following a bona fide path, that we can get our achievement. So, in the day of the advent of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna consciousness, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Consciousness is Chaitanya, and Krishna consciousness is Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna, who came here to arouse in us the pure consciousness of Krishna, then charging Krishna in all round, all aspects, all respects. This is, and this laudable attitude is being done. Great quantity by our Swami Maharaj. So we are very happy to getting the chance of attaining this function.
এইরকম জিনিসের জন্য, এই সুন্দর জিনিসের জন্য এই সভ্যতা হচ্ছে। Watch out, feel